Welcome back to the Real Mistakes on Lake podcast. I'm your host, Jake Ramke. Alongside me, as usual, my co-host, Mr. Don Aluza. How you doing, bud?
I'm doing good. How are you doing?
I am all right. I'm all right. So, let's put a little explicit on this podcast again. It is an adult podcast with adult language. If you don't like it, you can get the fuck out of here. All right, guys? So, we like to start off every week the same way with our week recap. How you doing? Or how was your week?
Nothing special. Just work, hanging out. Watching some sports. Always watching sports. Always sports. Sports, 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 sports.
Yep. Same here. We did have the wedding, though.
Sports. We did have the wedding. That's right. He did come on the podcast. Kevin and Jana both came on the podcast. They got married over the weekend, so congratulations to those two.
Yep. Shout out to VTL Pod. There were a few people from that podcast that were in the wedding. Most notably, Kevin, the man. So go give him a follow on Twitter, KevinN7. That's K-E-V-A-N, not K-E-V-I-N.
Little
and seven play is spelled on with an A too. Yeah. So, that was a nice little time. We partied hard.
Mm-hmm. As you can tell, as I did not remember.
Yes.
When you party a little hard, you don't form some memories, and that's all right.
I'd say the best was when Song of the South came on. We were going at it.
I don't know. I think 500 miles was a good one.
That was a good one too. And Aquarius.
Aquarius. That got bad.
I have the video that I got to show you.
Oh, good. Great. So, awesome.
But anything else on your week?
No, not really. I mean, that was the highlight. I mean, it was a great time. Very happy for those two.
Yes.
No, that was it. All
right.
That's all I do now.
Same thing here. Work. Let's turn that off. Work. Wedding. Girlfriend.
How was your week?
That was it.
Well, you beat me to it.
Yeah. So, all right, we don't have much to talk about this week. We got some games to play. That's mostly it. Honestly, we're more excited about games.
Right. I mean, maybe I'll offer up an opinion on something. I always got an opinion on something.
Yeah, you do. So, let's start off with the NFL. Colin Kaepernick getting a tryout with the Las Vegas Raiders. What do you think? I think it's just a tryout. It's a formality.
I think it's just a tryout. I mean, you might as well. I mean, I don't really know. Their backup right now, I believe, is Jarrett Stidham. They just traded for him from New England. I mean, I don't really know because last time Colin Kaepernick played, I mean, I'm sure people have seen it. There's a meme of his stat line, 5-for-10 with 33 yards and 4 interceptions. You have to separate the social issues with his play.
Right.
His social issues, he's absolutely correct on. You know, there's nothing wrong with his social issues. You know, he's just speaking out for something he believes in. His play drastically went down from that of when...
The Super Bowl year.
Right. When they went to the Super Bowl, that was a very good Colin Kaepernick. And Colin Kaepernick was a very good quarterback. But everybody's banking on that level. You know, same thing that kind of happened with Cam recently.
Yeah.
Everybody's like, oh, it's Cam Newton, dude. He's an MVP. No, Cam Newton's 33, 34 years old now, and he's regressed mightily. So. Right.
And you add in his Super Bowl year was fantastic.
Right.
But
it happened. It happens. Right. It happens to players all the time. So I absolutely have nothing against Colin Kaepernick. I just believe that. As a backup, yes, I feel like he could be a backup anywhere in the league. But as a starter, I don't think maybe in Carolina over Sam Darnold, where I think maybe anybody could play there.
Right.
But I don't really see him as a NFL starter anymore.
Right. I don't either. That one looks really good, by the way. That's kind of how I am. You know, I don't think he won't start. Derek Carr's our starter. Right. If anything, he makes it for preseason. They'll give him a preseason tryout, and then he'll get cut. Or maybe he makes the roster. You never know.
He could be put on the practice squad, too.
They could run a 3 quarterback over there.
They could. I think they did it. They did it last year, didn't they?
I think so.
With Hoyer and Stidham.
No, that was in New England.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Because McDaniels is the coach now. Yeah. Vegas, so.
Yeah, they did.
In New England, they had Jones, Hoyer, and Stidham. I believe they had all three.
They did.
So, he may be bringing that philosophy over to Vegas. I don't know. I guess it remains to be seen.
Right. Other than that, we kind of just have some OTAs starting. Nothing big news. fucking, not Drake Bell, what's David Bell. He was looking good in OTAs for the Browns.
Deshaun Watson's throwing some really pretty balls.
Yep, a lot of misdirection from what I've been seeing. Yeah,
I saw that too.
Hand off to Chug, fake screen to Hunt, and then pass out to someone.
I think it was Amari.
Amari, yeah. So that would be exciting to watch. They're still doing the investigation with the NFL with him, so yeah, we have yet to see.
Yeah, he wrapped up those meetings last week. I think that he wrapped them up last week when we were talking. They're wrapped up. It sounds there's a lot of things like kind of little trickling out about the actual civil cases. We're not going to get into that. I mean, this it's kind of out of our reach. Kind of, I mean, also things I really don't feel like I have a say on.
Right.
I don't know if you feel the same way. I don't feel
No, I don't. I mean, think
I'm not
going to it.
I'm not involved. So, I mean,
I hope you're not involved.
I'm definitely not involved, and I mean, I hope for everybody who is involved that they are doing okay, no matter what their circumstance is.
Yes,
you know, I just personally hope the best for everyone.
Right. So moving on from that, I don't know what else to you. Is there anything else in the NFL that you know of?
Nothing really. I mean, I guess a little fun tidbit would be so Anthony Walker Jr., yes, our current Mike linebacker. You know, played last year, rule of number 4. Deshaun came on the squad, and it's not like college where you can share numbers, like have a number 1 on the offense, number 1 on the defense. You know, there's 53 people, so there's only going to be one number per throughout the whole team. So Deshaun got the number 4 jersey, and in return for letting Deshaun have the number 4 jersey, Anthony Walker, before I say what he received, Anthony Walker did not ask for anything from Deshaun Watson.
Right.
He just said, you know what, you can have this. You know, it's fine. I'll wear 5. You can wear 4. So today after OTAs, Deshaun gave him a Rolex, $50,000 in cash, and there was another thing that I don't remember.
I'll look it up really quick.
But the big thing was, it was during Anthony Walker's media availability, Deshaun just walks up to the podium and hands him a Rolex box. So,
let's see.
So he kind of got a little handsome reward for giving up his number.
No, he didn't give him $50,000. He donated $50,000 to his dad's high school football program.
That's what it was. That's
and
right.
And he's buying him suits for the season.
Yep, suits for the season. Okay.
And he didn't want anything. So, I mean, that just kind of goes to show how this team seems to be right now.
That was going to be my comment was, Does this team feel – is there a different feel around this team this year than there was last year?
I think there is. From that right there?
Right. I mean, last year, I won't even lie, I feel like there's a lot of hype around the team. You know, everyone came back healthy. Baker just had a really good year.
Yeah.
We made the playoffs. We damn near should have been the AFC championship game. You know, a lot of hype around the team. You know, I felt like, you know, everything – same system, same coaches.
Yeah.
People were coming back healthy. It felt good. You know, then we unfortunately got hit by the injury bug, some teammate chemistry issues. The
COVID deal.
COVID just all went downhill fast and hard. It was kind of like a rock slide, you know. First little rock tumbled, and then the whole cliff caved in. I mean, I don't know. I mean, last year I felt good about the team, but this year I feel better about the team, and I feel better about our chemistry. Right. I feel like this team, they're really making a point this year after last year. I think they know the talent that's on that roster. You know, I think that they knew last year should have been a playoff team. You know, we had playoff team talent.
Right.
They recognize that, and they're like, what got in our way last year? Each other. Us and each other. So, I'm hoping this team – this team is going to come together better than they did last year, and I'm hoping that translates to success on the field. I think we do have a favorable – we've been talking about it ever since it came out. We do have a pretty favorable schedule.
Yeah, favorable. And then also we have, you know, you look at it in the chemistry portion too, you know, Deshaun taking them to Bahamas.
Right.
Definitely helped out that. You got the favorable schedule. You have a pending suspension possibly. You never know what could happen. But – with our favorable schedule, if it goes into 6 games with a suspension, we're fine.
Exactly. I'm thinking it's going to be 6. I don't think there's not going to be one. I think it's going to be 4 to 6.
Unless they wait till next year.
Which I don't think they're going to do. So I think there's too much uncertainty around waiting for a whole other year.
Right. No, I understand.
So I think you just do it now, get it out of the way, let the things play out, and then if it's true,
then you have some things to deal
with. Right, and then I think if it's true at that point, I think the Browns are just going to straight up just take care of the problem themselves and be like, you can go to Pittsburgh.
Side note, A. Walker texted Clowney after he signed, which Davey and Clowney did sign back on a one-year deal.
We didn't even mention that.
No. So that's big for us. I'll get into that in a minute here. And Clowney texted back one thing, Super Bowl.
I saw that.
So I think they have a lot of hype around there. Clowney also gave up $14 to $15 million deals to come back for us.
Yes. It was more money in multi-year. So financial stability, location stability, you know, front office stability, all of that. He let all of those things slip away so he could come back to the Cleveland Browns on a one-year maximum of $11 million. It's around, what is it, 9 base?
Yeah.
I think it's like an 8.5 to 9 base, and he can make up to 11 in incentives, which are sacks, playing time, and I think playoffs.
Which he'll all get.
He should get all of them. He should definitely get the playing time one, barring any injury. You know, unfortunately, he is a guy with a little bit of history back there, so.
Right. Side note, before let's talk about that Omar Khan, named
GM of the Pittsburgh Steelers. Kevin Colbert, his time officially ended after the draft, I believe. So they went to that search. I believe a couple other guys were Lewis Riddick was mentioned as a candidate. He was interviewed a couple times, but they went to the internal guy, Omar Khan. I believe he's an internal guy. Yeah. I believe he was the assistant GM right under Colbert. They just bumped him up a ladder, and they're picking up one of the Eagles front office members as their assistant to him now.
Yeah. So I think it's a good move for them. We'll see.
Mm-hmm.
But
yeah, they're reigniting the Steagles.
Yes. So back to what I was going to say about the Browns. With getting Clowney back, that gives Perrion Winfrey a chance to learn from two greats, right? You got Alex Wright, who's going to learn alongside Clowney and Myles Garrett. Those two picks right there make me excited with that. And I think Perrion Winfrey is going to be a starter right away.
I do, too. Well, not right away. I think Perrion Winfrey is going to play his way into that starter role. Okay. I think he's going to play significant, like,
time,
role player, mm-hmm. some pass rush, maybe a little bit of run stuff in the beginning, but I think he's going to play his way straight into a starter spot.
Yeah, because, I mean, really, who's that other
interior? Realistically, if we're thinking about it right now, we're thinking of a combination of two of Taven Bryan, Tommy Togiai, and Jordan Elliott. None of those guys really excite me too much. I like Jordan Elliott's pass rush a little bit. I like Tommy Togiai in the run game a lot.
Right.
He's always been pretty good at that. I mean, even at Ohio State, a team where You know, he can run the ball pretty easily on the Ohio State defense recently. You know, it's kind of
left.
Yeah, definitely to the left. But when Tom was in the middle, it was a little more difficult to run it up there. Yeah. So they just decided to go over to the edge, and then our linebackers wouldn't know what we're doing. Al Washington is a really good guy. He is a not really good coach, though.
Yes.
And you know what? That's okay. That happens.
So, but I really like those two learning.
Right.
And then I also like Martin Emerson learning from
Martin Emerson. Martin Emerson probably will not see the field much, if at all.
But to have him in that backup role with Denzel and Greedy.
He will not see the field defensively much, or if at all, barring injury. But I think special teams, he's going to make a huge name for himself this year.
I think so. I like it.
I think if he buys in, which I don't see why he wouldn't. He seems like high energy, you know, in your face type of guy. It seems like the type of spot where he would absolutely step in and play right away in the special teams role, where you can fly down the field, you know, contained fly down the field. Don't be a flyby guy. Contained fly down the field and make a huge play. You know, tackle a speedy returner behind their own 20-yard line. That's the type of player I'm seeing from him at this moment, but I think he's going to develop into an excellent corner.
I think
he's long, rangy.
Yeah, I like it. The other one I like is David Bell or David Bell.
David Bell out of Purdue. He's going to be. He's going to be something special, I think. Yes. I had the pleasure of seeing him in person, and my God, we're talking about a talent discrepancy of Purdue's and Ohio State.
Yeah,
it's a pretty. I mean, maybe I'm biased, but that's a pretty damn big talent gap, I think.
I think so.
Right. I mean, we're talking about on Purdue, you have David Bell, you have George Karloftis. You know, you got a couple NFL guys in there, but the rest of them are like college-only players, you know, maybe a practice squad player, maybe a depth piece.
Right.
Whereas Ohio State, we're talking about every single person that played on that team last year will go to an NFL training camp no matter what.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, we're talking about a huge talent gap, and David Bell was still consistently out-jumping our defensive backs. I mean, he did have the height advantage. He is 6'2", 6'3". He's a big guy, and he just does not drop anything.
Yeah.
That is one thing I remember, is they would throw him the ball, and as soon as you saw the ball going his way, you're like, all right, well, tackle him as soon as he gets it, at least.
Right.
Or at least hope the quarterback makes a bad throw and he can't get to it. Because otherwise, he's catching this ball.
Right. Do you have any other NFL stuff?
I don't think so.
Okay. So, real quick, let's move on to the NBA. Just touch on what's going on in that.
NBA, we're getting real close to our finals matchup.
Yes, we got...
Preface before we get into the what series we're at. My predictions were really wrong last week.
It's all right. Mine were too.
Say, because I called, what did I call?
I think you said Heat Warriors and Warriors winning.
Heat Warriors with a Warriors win. So I'm half right now.
Yes.
But the Heat, okay, well, the Heat still have a chance. They do have a chance.
And we'll, don't spoil it yet.
But right, we will get into that.
Mine were a little wrong, or at least on one side. So let's touch on the Western Conference Finals. The Mavericks did win on Tuesday. So the series is at 3-1. Now, here's my favorite. The Warriors are known to blow a 3-1 lead. So it might come.
But the difference we're talking about is that Cavs 3-1 lead, it was 2-0, 2-1, 3-1.
Yeah.
And then we won the final whereas this one it was 3-0.
3-1.
So yeah. Dallas has to win three more games on top of the one they just won.
I mean, you know what, though? They could possibly do it.
Which they might be able to get another one out, but I don't think they're going to get more than another one.
Right. They have to win on Thursday. They have to.
Right.
So, but Luka in elimination games.
Elimination game Luka is fantastic.
So, they're sitting at 3-1. The Celtics Heat won. This one's going real well. It's 3-2 right now. Celtics are up. Now, the only reason it's 3-2 is because the Celtics have won back-to-back.
Yes, the Heat took a... The Heat took a 2-1 lead.
No, it went... Hold on, It went Heat 1-0, Celtics with the 1-1. Then, yes, it was 2-1.
Yeah, they've gone back and forth until this last game.
Yeah, and then the Celtics won, and then the Celtics won again. So then on Friday, we get Game 6.
Could be the end of the series, or we could be going back to Miami.
I think they might have a game 7 in that one.
I'm thinking they're going back to Miami, but I don't think Miami's going to pull it out anymore. They just don't look competitive. They don't look as competitive as I thought they would.
Right. I don't know. I'm intrigued to see that one. I think here's the thing though. I think if the Celtics pull it out, I think they might be winning the finals.
I don't think anybody's beaten this Warriors team. I really don't. And as much as I hate it, I want somebody to beat this Warriors team. Maybe not the Celtics, but I don't think anybody can. That team is just – the shooters they have on that team, I don't think anybody – the Boston Celtics have the best chance of matching up to that team defensively, and they can play the best team ball to take down the Warriors, but I just think the individual talent of the Warriors is going to overcome that. Jason Tatum is need to be able to put up 30 a game, or Jaylen Brown's going to need to be able to put up 30 per game.
Right. I don't know. It's going to be interesting to see for sure. I think our predictions might.
I don't think they're going to come through, but it's all right.
Right.
They're just predictions. I mean,
exactly. So
we went on the basketball tangent last week anyway.
Yes. Did you just see that whole ordeal?
Yes.
Too? Okay. I don't even know what happened. I knew they threw towards Joey Votto. Votto has been so more like, he used to be the quiet guy. Now he's like really getting at it.
Right.
And then they threw it there. Anyway, whatever. Let's touch to the NHL now. We've got some fun ones here. So we got,
So while you're looking at this, the NBA playoffs, I mean, I will watch NBA playoff games. Like, I do occasionally watch NBA playoff games.
I'll watch
games.
The finals.
Right. I'm absolutely going to watch the finals. And sometimes I'll watch all these games. I was watching some of these games before I left.
Yeah.
These playoffs are bad.
Are they?
I mean, there were some good, there's a couple good games in there. You know, there are some intriguing series. The Grizzlies, all the Grizzly series have been pretty intriguing. I like watching the Grizzlies. They're a fun team to watch.
They are.
But these two series between Celtics, Heat, and Warriors, Mavs are just, I mean, we're looking at a 3-2 series here from Boston and Miami, but it is just bad basketball. I mean, it was bad basketball from both sides today. I mean, it's been blowouts all series. The Warriors haven't had any trouble with the Mavs except for this past game. I mean, but when we watch, but I'm going to lead this into my other thing, the NHL playoffs. The NHL playoffs have been extremely entertaining this year. Right. Multiple overtime games. All these games are close. I think the lone series that I actually didn't get to watch any part of was the Lightning Panthers, which is okay because, as I'm going to lead into right now, these second round series, that series is the only one currently over. The Tampa Bay Lightning swept the Florida Panthers four games, and they didn't look like they had any trouble with the Panthers at any point.
Real quick before we move on to the NHL, with you saying how bad this has been, it pains me that the Cavs lost to the Hawks because they probably could have been in the ECF or EFC.
They probably would have had a better chance at beating the Heat than Atlanta did.
Yeah. ECF.
They
probably could have got there.
I think they would have had a better chance of beating the Heat than the Hawks did. I don't know if we would have been able to do it, but I think we had a better chance.
Yeah. Well, if it's been as bad, I mean, just by watching this highlight right here, we definitely could have taken care of it. But anyway, let's move into the hockey. So as you mentioned,
The Lightning Panthers is over. So then the other three series
I was wondering why there was only three on.
Yes. The other three series we got is Blues, Avs. They played tonight. It was actually a really good game tonight.
We're going to save that for last.
But we're going to save that for last, apparently.
Yes.
So then the other two, we have
Oilers,
the
Flames, Hurricanes.
Yes, Hurricanes, Rangers. That series is now 2-2. The Rangers tied the series up. Hurricanes won the first two at home. Rangers go to NYC. They win two. So we're tied up. We're going back to Carolina. I still like Carolina in that series, but Rangers put up more of a fight than I thought.
Right.
You know, these predictions last week, I said maybe they'll win two. Here's their two. It might be a game seven. I still think the Hurricanes are more talented. I think they are a better team. I think the Rangers are a little too reliant on Shesterkin, which, you know, it's okay when you are as talented and as good as Shesterkin has been this year. And, I mean, pretty much throughout his entire career. But I think when you're too heavily reliant on your goalie, sometimes you get a bad break, and then all of a sudden you're down 2-0 to this Carolina Hurricanes team who just does not take their foot off the pedal, and you're in pretty big trouble. And then the final series, Battle of Alberta, Calgary, Edmonton. Flames, Edmonton Oilers.
Do you know what that one's at?
Edmonton is up 3-1 right now on the Calgary Flames. I did not think that Edmonton was going to honestly really have much of a chance.
After that game we watched?
Right. I watched that first game that Calgary won, and I was like, this is not going to be a close series.
Right.
And Edmonton has won every single game since then. They've played really well offensively. Connor McDavid is on another level right now. The guy is absolutely the best player in hockey. And I don't know. I guess let's get your thoughts on this. Is in any of the major four, so we're talking baseball, yep, football, basketball, hockey, is there a player who is as separated from the rest of their fellow players as McDavid is from his hockey players? Because I don't think anybody is as head and shoulders above their competition as McDavid is.
The only person that I would say would be Tom Brady, and there's one reason why. Because you look at Tom Brady, he could go to any team and win, right?
But he's not
that level. That's the only one that's close. Right.
Because here's what I'm thinking. Baseball, I'm thinking Mike Trout.
Mm-hmm.
And if Mike Trout was to stay healthy,
right,
I would be comfortable saying he could be that level. We haven't seen him be healthy, though.
Exactly.
So I don't really feel comfortable placing him at that head and shoulders above the competition level like I do with McDavid.
Right.
Tom Brady, I don't even think Tom Brady, do not get me wrong, is the GOAT. He is the greatest quarterback of all time. He is the most accomplished quarterback of all time. I don't think he's the most talented quarterback of all time.
No, he's definitely not, but right. He can go to a team and turn it around.
Right, he's a winner. You know, if we're talking a couple years ago, I think he can go any team. I think him now at age, 46?
Yeah.
I think that he might struggle if you put him in like...
A jet situation.
Right, if you traded him with Trevor Lawrence, I think he might struggle. But I do understand where you're coming from. I do kind of agree with that, but...
Yeah,
I guess the poster boy I'd put for the NFL would be Pat Mahomes, but he's not even
like he's taking it over.
Right, but there's still controversy. Like you said, Tom Brady. So Mahomes, Brady, Allen, Aaron Rodgers. There's four players right there that I listed that you could debate are the best quarterback in the league. So I don't think.
Right.
I mean, I guess the only player from the NFL would be Aaron Donald.
Right. Here's another thing that I think too. You mentioned the poster boy, Pat Mahomes.
Right.
Josh Allen is about right here with that.
I agree.
Like, Josh Allen, for listener visualization.
Neck and neck.
I'm putting, there is maybe a millimeter gap
if we were between those two. Basically, if we were talking about these two in a race, it would be a photo finish right now. But I think the thing that keeps Mahomes up, is... He hasn't lost to Josh Allen.
Yes. That's what I'm looking at.
Right. I mean, it's kind of the thing with Brady and Manning. I think Peyton Manning had better...
Okay, Peyton.
Right. I think Peyton Manning had better arm talent.
Mm-hmm.
I think Peyton Manning was maybe... Could have been more... Was more accurate sometimes, but... I mean, Tom Brady was more consistent, though. Tom Brady is... I would say is probably a little smarter. Tom Brady had one injury issue in his career.
Right.
And, you know, he missed one season because of it. You know, Peyton had a few, you know, not anything crazy.
He had a neck problem, right?
But he had that neck problem. He was out for a whole year. You know, the end of that Indianapolis run wasn't really good for him.
No. And then he turned over to Denver and it was
Denver, he was great again. So... No. I mean, once again, that's a your choice thing.
Yeah.
But, like, that's how I feel these two are going right now.
Right. Now, going back to your point with McDavid and everything.
Right.
If we look at the NBA, there's two that come to mind.
Right.
But this is, one of them is, like, in their prime, like, 14 to 17, like, 2014, 2017 is one of them.
Okay.
The other one is Steph Curry. First one, LeBron James. 2014 to 2017, absolutely. LeBron James was a fucking menace.
If you put Miami LeBron all the way through that last year he was here in Cleveland again, so those four in Miami, those four in Cleveland, those eight years, I think you could definitely make the case that he was at that level.
Mm-hmm. Throw Mo Williams up there. No, I'm kidding.
Right, but I mean, we're talking about years ago at this point.
Yes, so right now, it's McDavid.
Right
it's
now, I think McDavid has the highest talent gap from the rest of his league than anybody else.
If you make it the major five, add soccer in there, you've got Ronaldo.
Messi.
Fucking, I don't know. There's another one out there.
I really don't.
But yes, McDavid is top.
Right.
So, now on to... Off of that series, which I'm shocked on, I hope that they can win. I think if they close the series out, they're a dangerous threat in the finals.
I would love to see. It's good that talking point about McDavid being the top kind of leads to my next point. Number two, in my opinion, Nathan MacKinnon of the Colorado Avalanche, yep. who just played their game 5 against the St. Louis Blues tonight. Very entertaining game. St. Louis Blues come back from a 3-0 deficit to tie the game. So 3-3. Nathan MacKinnon caps off a hat trick with a beautiful, beautiful goal. I mean, if you get the chance, if you find this goal anywhere on social media, I beg you to watch it.
It was stunning.
It is a absolute masterpiece. The speed and finesse he has on his skates is absolutely outrageous. Like,
right.
Nobody should be able to do that, and he made it look easy. So we're talking 2.5 minutes left in the game. Nathan MacKinnon caps off his hat trick with that goal, gives the Avalanche the lead. Blues pull their goalie, tie it up, and then in overtime, take the win. 5-4 Blues, so it is currently 3-2 Avalanche in the series. We're going to St. Louis for a game 6.
I think we'll be back to Colorado for a game 7.
I think we might be.
I think there's going to be 2 games going game 7. It's going to be that Carolina-New York.
Right.
And the Blues-Avalanche, which is a big thing for Edmonton and a big thing for Tampa Bay.
Absolutely.
I think we're going to see a Tampa Bay Edmonton final, possibly, depending on how Edmonton Colorado do.
Right.
But I think with how McDavid's been playing, you're going to see an Edmonton-Tampa Bay final, which is awesome to see because you got Canada-USA, that's right. Bragging rights right there. Okay. You're going to have, and I don't know, with McDavid, how he's been, Tampa Bay might not be able to handle him.
Right. And it just sets up so many perfect storylines. You have the reigning champs. You know, back-to-back champs. You know, you have the dynasty, the best team in the league. They're going up against the best individual player in the league. You know, like you said, United States versus Canada. You know, a lot of good storylines. You know, a team that, you know, consistently here, like I said before, dynasty, and Edmonton hasn't been here since probably Gretzky. I mean, you can at me on Twitter if I'm wrong, but I'm just thinking straight off the top of my head. I don't think they've been here. I don't think they've been in the Cup Finals since Gretzky. So,
yeah, right.
But anyway, either way, I think we're trending towards what's going to be a very entertaining Final Four and Stanley Cup Final.
Right. So that just made me think of something. If you add all the sports in the world on the, you know, McDavid being above,
right,
Rafael Nadal, right up there too.
I mean, Serena, you could say that
up there. If you think Roger Federer too, he'd be up there, but
right. But then if we're talking about that talent gap again, then,
tennis is a whole different game.
Right, it's a whole different game. I mean, I won't even try and lie to you guys. It's not something I exactly understand.
No, me either.
Like you just said, Rafael Nadal, but you could say Roger Federer.
Right.
So right there, you can't. That talent gap is non-existent. If you could say it's either one.
But I don't even know if Federer's even playing anymore. Is he?
I think so. Novak Djokovic is still playing. He's still
that one's a top. Yeah,
Joker's so still top.
If we're looking at that with how the wins, then what was his goddamn name?
And I mean,
Nadal.
I don't even know if Serena still actively competes.
No, but they were just showing the top wins, and it was not Nadal. The other one,
Federer.
It was Federer, Serena, Djokovic, some old lady, and Nadal.
Mm-hmm.
So, if you're looking at it that way, they're up there. But like again. Tennis is a whole different game compared to hockey and everything like that. So,
right.
But that just made me think of it. If you're looking at baseball, like you said, Trout, I would even throw Vlad up there. He's doing pretty good right now.
Right, but
McDavid's here, Vlad's like here.
Right, but I mean, the original question I was posing is, McDavid's here, you know, at the top of a cabinet.
Yeah.
And I think Nathan MacKinnon is the second. Would be not even in that first drawer, second drawer, but in that third drawer because right. McDavid has to have that much separation.
Right.
So that's what I'm saying. I'm not
all
saying
all these players we're talking about is like third drawer down.
Right.
So I get it. We want to keep it short and sweet. Let's move on.
Absolutely.
Let's look at, is there any other sports that we need to look at? I don't really think though. MLB is
nothing really. Baseball season's just kind of humming along right now. Nothing exciting. Nothing out of the ordinary.
Giancarlo Stanton's on the IL with a sore ankle. Fucking pussy. That's about it. All right. So, you want to move into some games?
I think so.
Wait, you said opinion on something. Was that the opinion? The McDavid thing?
I guess.
Okay. All right. So, let's...
I didn't really have, like, a plan for an opinion. I was just kind of wondering.
I'll tell you after the game. Or after the podcast. Yeah, I didn't have a plan going in either. So, all right, let's do, do you want to start off with Wordle or guess the NFL in 30 seconds?
Which one are you thinking?
I'd say I'll start with Wordle.
Okay.
Yes. I was looking at that and reading that, but laughing at that.
Yeah, no.
Okay. So.
Wordle, which one's my Wordle?
Wordle. I'll start off.
Okay.
6'4".
I have to look up my heights, but 6'4", jeez, that's a big fella.
Yes.
I'm thinking, I'm going to start off.
This is easy mode, by the way.
Okay, easy mode. I'm going to start off strong here, Myles Garrett.
He's an edge, yeah, so correct position. Okay.
That's it.
Correct position.
Not even the correct conference?
Nope.
Not correct conference, division, team, none of that?
Correct position. Move on.
All right. Defensive edge rusher, then. How about Danielle Hunter?
Correct conference.
Wow, no shit. Not the North?
Nope. Okay.
What if we take a trip on yonder to, I swear to God, if you took one of my players, I'd have to throat chop you.
That's why we do backups.
I'm not even going to get some. How about Mr. Chase Young?
Correct division.
Is that it?
That's it.
Fucker. You picked my player, didn't you?
I think we went with the same one. That's funny as fuck.
I think we absolutely went with the same one.
Great minds think alike.
Let's see. There's that team. The Eagles. Oh, they're edge rushers too well. Cowboys. I don't know. Not the Commanders. The Giants. Oh. Kayvon Thibodeau.
Correct.
Okay. That's right. I forgot we did rookies.
So it wasn't the same then.
No. Totally forgot we did rookies.
Yep. Rookies was first. We are incorporating the rookies in now.
Yeah. That probably should have been a preface to our games. We're going to start incorporating rookies in because they're in the league.
Yep.
So
they'll kind of be on easy mode for now, because we still got to get used to their heights and stuff.
Right.
And positions, obviously. I mean, we know their positions, like top rookies, but like, you know.
Exactly. I want to be able to incorporate some people that are.
Yeah. I get it.
All right. This player I have for you. I had this player for you.
Is he here?
Yeah, he's right here.
He's walking in the door?
He's in the bathroom.
Nice.
He's been in the bathroom for 2 hours.
Oh, shit.
Just been waiting in there.
Well, I took a shit earlier. I probably would have saw him.
No, he went in there when we went out to get his garbage.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, okay. 6 foot tall.
6 foot. Okay. I didn't have that guy's height. I don't care. 6 foot. So we're looking at a few spots here. Obviously, it's going to be a rookie. So let's go with Trevon Walker.
You got nothing.
Okay. NFC rookie. Oh my God, wait. Fuck. Okay. AFC, NFC. I don't think it'd be either one of those. Well, it definitely can't be that one because that was fucking mine. Could it be Drake London?
It could be, because that is the correct position, the correct division, the correct conference, obviously.
Okay, so.
But not the correct team.
Alright, so who will stretch a fucking wide receiver? Chris Olave.
Yeah.
Okay. I went through my progressions of my picks.
I think when we go off of like next week when we don't know that it's not rookies. where it could be a rookie, could not be a rookie. It'll be a little bit more difficult. But we made that call earlier.
Yeah.
You know, we were on the phone. We were like, let's do, you know, we should do rookies. Let's incorporate them.
Yeah.
And I think we were both just like, let's just do one today. Get them in there.
Our rule for next week, obviously, like, I'd say let's go, like, first rounds for right now, first rounders.
Right, first round unless they're a notable second round.
Yeah, or like a notable
or quarter, seven. Any of the quarterbacks.
Yeah. And then we'll drop it in, like, it could be anywhere within our list
now. Right.
Okay, so what I got for you is 6 foot.
6 foot. Jeez, that sure sounds very receiver-like. Sounds a whole lot like Amari Cooper-like.
There you guess.
Yeah.
Correct position, correct conference.
AFC receiver? Not the North. Let's go to Stephon Diggs.
Correct division.
Okay. Not the correct team?
Nope.
Okay.
I would have told you that.
Well.
Sometimes I forget. Sometimes I do forget.
I know. I'm going to do that all day just to kind of fuck with you.
Okay.
How about Jaylen Waddle?
Nothing new.
Okay.
That's what you went.
That's three.
Yep. Okay. Three more. Hardy sounds so good right now.
So we're talking Patriots or Jets? I don't know who. I don't know what Garrett Wilson's official height is.
5'9".
It's not 5'9".
I don't know. I'm just taking a guess.
It's definitely not 5'9". I think it's 5'11", but I don't think it's 5'9".
Oh, I forgot there's two more fucking inches. Oh.
Those, hey, 2 inches make a difference, buddy.
Yeah.
Big fucking difference down there, all right? All right, so don't talk shit about 2 inches. Sometimes 2 inches is all we got. If you can work with those 2 inches, then 2 inches is a lot, all right?
Are you trying to say something here?
No, I'm just vouching for all men. So,
you're not trying to make a point on yourself?
No, not about myself. I would never. No, I do not. No. That doesn't apply to me at all. It would never. Okay. Never. No.
We got it. We get it. You're okay. Doing your
Jacoby Myers.
Correct team.
Who else plays receiver for that goddamn team? Nelson Aguilar. Is it Nelson Aguilar?
It's Nelson Aguilar.
God, he's a loser. He's actually, like, kind of super talented, but just too many drop issues.
Yeah.
Too many drop issues and schematic issues with Philly. They kind of replaced him out with, like, Alshon Jeffrey.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. I feel like he should be more successful than he is, but I guess that's just a personal thing, I guess. Yeah.
So that was medium mode. I can't wait for my hard mode, dude.
All right. I got a 6'2" player for you.
All right. 6'2". I'm going to go with 6'2". I'm going to go ahead and say just throw it out there. I know he's not 6'2", but it's going to eliminate a position. We're going to jump and say Christian Kirk.
Yeah. It's correct conference.
Okay. That helps me out a little bit. Let's go with maybe a little bit of a Davante Adams. Fuck. I count it.
That is the correct division.
Okay. I realized.
I didn't even realize what you were like. What was wrong with it? I was like, oh, you just got back to back receivers. You dumbass. It's all right because you got a division out of it.
So. Yeah.
Okay. I got three. You got four guesses, three teams. Now you just got to nail a position.
All right, so let's go with Travis Kelce.
Nothing.
Okay. Defensive, maybe. Because I know Herbert ain't 6'2". I know Carr ain't 6'2". So Carr might be 6 foot. I'm going through my progression.
Thank all right, you. Well, I'm trying to help you and tell you that you already guessed the Raiders, so it's not a Raider.
I'm aware of that.
Okay.
Well, progression's here.
Then they're
Broncos. Could it be?
I swear to God, if you try to tell me that Russell Wilson's 6'2", I'm going to fucking pimp slap you.
Let's go with Herbert.
That is the correct team.
Okay. So it's a
Three guesses just got a nail position. No, two guesses got a nail position.
Yeah, Kelce. So that gives me running back, which I know Eckler is not. He's like 5'9". So we're going defensive side of the ball here. I don't think it would be Bosa. That's too, like, easy. Derwin is not that height. I did Derwin like 2 weeks ago. Fuck it, Bosa.
It's the correct side of the ball. That's about all I can offer you.
Okay, so
I'll be nice and give that to you here at the end because you got one guest left.
I mean, it's not Derwin. Is it Derwin? I think I did it. It's Derwin. No. Fuck.
Is that a guess or are you struggling?
I don't know any of their other fucking players, so I'm going Derwin.
Good thing you did. That's the player.
Oh, okay. Yeah, because I did Derwin 2 weeks ago.
I didn't even remember that you did him 2 weeks ago. That's not that you say it, I remember, but...
All right, you ready for this one?
Yes.
6 foot, 6 inches.
Six. So dude's got to be a quarterback or a tight end. We're going to go Trevor Lawrence to start.
Correct position. That's all I got for you.
Quarterback, NFC quarterback, tall NFC quarterback. Who's tall in the NFC?
Exactly.
Let me just go through here. Let's see. Rams, no. Kyler's not tall.
No.
Kyler's tall. A midget. Kyler's not even 5'10".
Dude, Chipotle sounds so good right now.
That pollo asado is really good.
Is it? I need to try. I haven't been to Chipotle in a minute.
I've been to Chipotle twice in the past 2 weeks.
Dude, I want Chipotle right now.
Sounds really good. Anyway, Seahawks, Drew Lock. Is he 6'6"?
We need a 24-hour Chipotle.
We do. We'll come back to Drew Lock. Fuck, I was in that division. Oh, Jimmy Garoppolo and Trey Lance. Neither one of them are 6'6". Is Trey Lance 6'6"? No, no, no. Trey Lance is 6'3", maybe. Fields and Rodgers and Goff and Cousins are none of them are 6'6". NFC least. Dak? I don't think so. Daniel Jones? Daniel Jones might be. What about Daniel Jones?
Nothing new.
Okay. So it's not the NFC East. I can just count those losers out. NFC South, we got Brady 6'4". I know that for a fucking fact. I don't know why, but I do. Sam Darnold's like 6'1", maybe.
You moistening your mouth?
What about Jameis?
Correct. Or division.
Oh, so it's the South. It's not Tom. It's not Darnold. So it's got to be... Mariota is not 6'6". No shot. Mariota?
Correct team. Remember, this is hard mode, bud.
Oh, great. Okay, well, I know for a goddamn fact Desmond Ridder is not 6'6". So who the hell else is on that roster? Matt Ryan's not even on that team anymore.
When I say this name, if you don't get it, you're gonna be like, "What the fuck?"
How many guesses am I at? Three.
You got two guesses left.
Two guesses left. So yeah, I did what? T-Law,
Jones, Jameis, Mariota.
Jones who?
Danny Dimes.
Oh, that's right. I never call him Daniel Jones. I always call him Danny Dimes.
Exactly.
I forgot his last name was Jones. Desmond Ridder, I guess.
Nothing new learned.
I don't know who else plays quarterback for this team right now. That's kind of the thing about Wordles. It has to be current.
It's a current player.
Is he still on the roster? I mean, he's the only one I can think of. Is he still on the roster?
I don't know who he is.
I don't know if Josh Rosen and or Felipe Franks are both on that roster anymore. I guess we're going to know Josh Rosen.
No. It was Felipe Franks.
Fuck.
He is still on the roster.
Okay. Well, okay. Well, see, I had him, though.
Yeah. It took you a minute, though. When I saw that shit, I was like, he is 6'6"? Holy shit.
I did not know he was 6'6".
I did not either. I do have an extra one for you. just because I want you to guess it.
Do I have to?
It's easy. It's an easy one. It's part of. It was my backup for my easy mode.
Okay.
So, what do you got?
Jordan Davis. Well, he's a D-tackle.
No, you go first.
What do you mean?
You still got one more.
Oh.
My bad. Retard.
6'1".
6'1". Okay, let's go with Sam Darnold.
Correct position.
All right. AFC quarterback. Let's go. Now, this is hard mode, so this could be many people. Let's go with... Fuck. Let's go with Davis Mills.
Nothing new.
Oh, fuck. It's NFC. No, it's AFC.
Oh, correct conference. I'm sorry. Yeah. Correct conference, correct position. I'm sorry. I fucked that up. No, I'm sorry. Please let me stay on. Okay. Please let me stay on as co-host.
No, you're not going anywhere.
Not for a couple months at least.
Yeah, and I gotta bring back Kurt. Shit. Anyway, I gotta do a lot of talking with Kurt's here. I don't like it.
Sometimes you have to do a lot of talking when I'm here, but a lot of times I'm just like,
yeah, you're going on.
Shoo shoo.
Let's go with Mr. Mitchell Trubisky.
It's a good guess. It's not right, but it's a good guess.
Nothing new?
Nothing new. Nothing at all.
Okay, so it's the West or the East? Three guesses.
Three guesses.
Let's go Tua.
Piece of shit, dude. It's Tua.
Is it?
Yeah.
Mr. Hawaiian himself.
Because, okay, so my thought was, okay, my original one was Micah Parsons.
Okay.
I didn't do it because you did the NFC East defensive end. And I was like, I don't know whether you classify Mike Parsons as an edge or a linebacker.
Both.
I would call him a linebacker.
Yeah.
But you got too close with the, I was like, NFC East, and I was like, oh, you better not have my guy. So I was like, I can't do it anymore.
So you went with your backup?
So I went with Tua, and I just thought he was shorter than 6'1". I thought he was 5'11".
I thought he was like 6 foot. That's, you know what, though? That was good, because it did, that wasn't easy.
Right.
It took a minute.
I did do it relatively easier today.
Yeah. I mean, the only one that was hard on my end was Felipe.
Yeah.
But I just had to get you.
Right.
So the last one I had for you is he's 6'1". Now, reminder, it was a swap out for my easy mode.
Okay, so it was a rookie.
Yes.
Definitely not Jordan Davis.
No.
I'm glad you stopped and made me do mine first, because now I'd be really dumb if I guessed him. Especially before you gave me a height.
Because he's 6'5", 6'6".
He's 6'6".
Okay.
How about Jameson Williams?
Nothing.
Not a receiver, not in the NFC.
No, nothing. Sorry.
Okay.
Holy shit, Pirates beat the Rockies 10-5.
Okay.
No, I had to look because I forgot that he got drafted this team.
I don't think Breece Hall is 6 foot at all. AFC rookie. How about some George Karloftis action? He went to the Chiefs. AFC West, defensive end.
No, I know. I'm trying to. I don't want to pick up my phone again. Correct conference.
Okay. I knew I had that.
Letting you know.
Well, I appreciate it. Okay. How about some Kyle Hamilton action?
Correct team.
Tyler Linderbaum?
Nothing new.
David Ojabo?
Correct. Okay. It was Ojabo.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. I mean, we really have to go through this entire Ravens draft class right now.
Okay. You want to start off on guess the player in 30 seconds?
I sure will, buddy.
Okay. We stuck with football on this, so it makes it easier.
Right, we're doing football.
Oh. When you and I do it on the phone, we do anything.
Right. We get real interesting.
Fucking, what did I do one day? It was a tennis player, I think, right?
I don't even know, dude. It gets real interesting over the phone sometimes.
So I feel like we need to record that one day and post it to Twitter.
I got, okay, so I got, I'll do three for you, and then the surprise at the end. Remember what we said we're going to do over the phone?
Oh, yeah. So, okay, I'll do three for you, and then, well, okay. I'll do three for you, and then the surprise, yes.
Yes, the
yeah, yes, yeah. I know.
Okay.
I have two for that one, in case. Okay?
Okay. I have three for mine, so I'm
done. For the surprise one?
Yes.
Okay. All right. I could think of another goddamn one.
Right. I mean, I only need to do one, so.
Right.
I just did three because I didn't know how many we were going to do, and I didn't know if we were going to do them for the first one.
Right. I get it.
I decided against it because I think it's really hard. You can't even do it, that first one.
Really?
Yeah. No, you couldn't. Can't do a Wordle with them.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
No, you couldn't. That would be awful.
Right? It's going to be 30 seconds on your guess. Okay. This is a, what do we give out, real or fictional?
Yeah, but we did state that the same with the Wordle first one would be rookie, right? Or are we doing random for this one?
Oh, it could be a rookie if you want it to be. I didn't have a rookie intended, but.
Oh, fuck it.
Ah, I'm not ready there. I'll do it next week. I'll do a rookie there next week.
Okay.
See if you remember.
Okay.
All right, 30 seconds of your first go. This is a real player.
Okay, go. AFC, NFC.
AFC.
Offense.
Hold on. It's a yes or no question, goddammit. AFC or NFC, it's not a yes or no.
What?
AFC. Yes, no. NFC. Yes, no. Not AFC or NFC. Yes or no questions.
Oh, we just rattle off AFC, NFC.
It's fine. It's
okay.
I just got confused for a second.
Okay. Fucking.
My brain didn't work. All right. It's a real player. I'm going to start it, and I'm going to tell you. Actually, I have to pick one of these players. I'm going to go with him instead of the. No, I'm going to go with him first. Yeah. AFC.
Okay. Offense.
No.
Defense.
Yes.
Edge.
No.
Linebacker.
No.
Corner.
No.
Safety.
Yes.
Okay. East.
No.
North.
Yes.
South. Oh, North.
Yeah.
Green Bay.
No.
Shit. Minnesota.
AFC.
Oh, AFC.
I said AFC.
Cleveland.
Yes.
It was a corner?
No, safety.
Safety. Oh, JJ3.
Yes.
Okay.
John Jackson. Jesus Christ. Wow, we are just not having it today.
No, we're not. Okay. So I got you on 30 seconds.
Okay.
On your guess.
Is it real or fictional?
It's real. Surprise at the end.
Oh, that's right. AFC or NFC?
AFC.
North?
Yes.
Browns?
No.
Bengals?
Yes.
Offense?
Yes.
Quarterback?
No.
Running back?
No.
Receiver?
No.
Tight end?
Yes.
Hayden Hurst?
Yes.
Okay.
Just so you know, that was my backup player for last week for Wordle.
I'm glad
I kept him on the list.
I am glad that you did Hayden Hurst, because if you did, and I don't know who else is on that, Drew Sample. There's their tight ends that I know. If you would have said their third tight end, I would have been like, yeah, no thanks, I'm leaving. It's ridiculous. All right, the second one here. Give me 30 seconds.
Okay.
Obviously, it's a real player.
Yep.
On your desk.
AFC.
No.
NFC.
Yes.
Offense.
Yes.
North.
Yes.
Oh, Green Bay.
Yes.
Oh, shit. Wow. Wow. Okay. Quarterback.
No.
Running back.
Yeah.
Aaron Jones.
Yeah.
Wow.
12 seconds.
That was yours from 11:57.
Oh, did I really?
Yeah.
Those are two impressive runs right there.
Yeah. All right, let's see if we can get this one.
Damn, I might be able to do all, because I had backups for each one of my normal ones, which is why I was going to do three and then surprise, but
I got you.
Might be able to do all four for summon.
Yeah. Okay. I'll go with him first. Okay. On your guess.
AFC or NFC?
AFC.
North?
No.
West?
No.
South?
No.
East?
Yes.
Offense?
No.
Defense?
Yes.
I should have guessed. Bills?
Yes.
Bills defense. Edge?
No.
Linebacker?
No.
Safety?
No.
Corner?
Yes.
Trey White?
No.
Teron Johnson?
No.
Kyer Elam?
Yes. 20 seconds.
That was a good one. That was a good one. I like that one.
Sorry, I think you'll really like this last one.
Well, this last one or
like the my last one. Like before the, because I still have one more.
Yeah, so this, like this.
Yes, last this round.
Okay. Yeah.
So, I know I'm looking at rookie here. That narrows it down.
For me?
Oh, yeah.
You're not looking at a rookie. I told you I didn't have a rookie.
Oh. We talked on the phone, so a rookie for each one.
Oh, I'll grab a rookie right now.
Oh, okay.
I will grab a rookie right now. I have a rookie already. I already got it. All right.
Okay.
30 seconds on your guys.
AFC.
Yes.
North.
No.
South.
Nope.
East.
Yes.
New England.
No.
Buffalo.
No.
New York.
Yes.
Breece Hall.
Nope.
Garrett.
Nope.
Oh, shit. Jermaine.
Nope.
Oh, my God. I don't know who else they drafted. That's unfortunate.
5 seconds.
I got nothing.
You're missing their first pick.
Oh, Sauce.
There you go. 30 seconds.
Thanks. I forgot.
Sorry.
Okay. You got 30 seconds.
I just wanted to let you know. Actually, no, I'm not going to let you know because I could use those two next week.
Yeah.
So, wait, hold on. Let me pull back up because I can use them again next week.
On that last one, I have to like really go through the progressions of what it could be from. There's a lot,
right? I don't know which one to even bring it from because.
All right, 30 seconds.
All right. AFC.
Yes.
North.
Yes.
Ravens.
No.
Steelers.
No.
Browns.
Yes.
Offense.
No.
Defense.
No.
Special teams.
Yep.
Kicker.
Yep.
Kate York.
Yep. 10 seconds.
Jesus. How did I forget, like, Cade York was like a person?
I kind of thought you would get a little stumped on that one or Kyer. There was, I didn't know which one would stump you
more. Yeah. You know what I just realized? We didn't do any former players.
No, we didn't.
Wow. So next week, we're going to have some rookies, some formers, some backups.
Let's do some.
Next week, we're saying it right now. Next week, it's going to be hard.
Yeah.
Like,
I think so.
Like, I won't know. Like, I think we should both make it so, like, if we ever get one, we're like, good job, dude. Like, that's impressive.
I like it. Except Wordle, we have to do current.
Yeah, Wordle, we have to do current, but we can make it more difficult. It's current.
Yeah.
Still try to keep it people who play some significant snaps.
Yeah. Like, but Felipe Franks is a no-go.
Well, yeah.
Yeah.
Maybe for the last round only, we can do a whoever player, but as long as we both know him.
Yeah, like, but you knew Felipe, so...
Right, I knew Felipe. Like, that's literally going to be my next guess other than Josh Rosen, but...
You're right. Rosen is not on there. I think he's free agent.
I think he is, too.
Is he? Yeah.
I think so.
Okay.
I don't know which one to go with here. You want to go first here, or should you want to wrap it up?
I can go first.
If you want to go first, I'll let you go first.
Okay, let me figure out between the two here. Alexa, flip a coin.
Okay.
Okay. I'm going to give you 45.
Okay, I'm going to give you 45 too then.
Okay.
I have one person in mind who's coming straight off rip, and if it's right, oh buddy, it's not going to be right then.
I don't know. All right. On your guess.
All right. And we know.
We know what it is, but you still got to guess that.
Right. We know it's.
Okay.
Right. Okay. I don't even know what to start. I guess I just named players?
No. Start off with the one question.
Oh yeah. We'll start off with that, and then I guess we just have to name players.
Our listeners don't know what we're doing.
Right. Okay. Real or fictional?
Fictional.
So I guess we just named players. Bo Callahan.
No.
Vontae Mack.
No.
Ray Jennings.
No.
Paul Crewe.
No.
Bobby Boucher.
No.
Fuck. Michael Orr is not a fictional
technically athlete. He is, but he isn't.
He's not. It's but a real no. story. Trying to think of what other movies there are. Uncle Rico.
No, that's a good
one. Oh, my God. You didn't do Uncle Rico? No. I thought you would have done Uncle Rico.
That's such a good one. You got 10 seconds.
I don't even remember half these players' names from The Longest Yard. Paul Crewe.
No.
Okay, I don't remember half their names. It's going to be somebody I should know, too. I already know it.
You got, like, a second.
Oh, you can just give it to me. I don't know who it is.
Okay, hold on. I got to play you the video.
Susie! Yeah, You're the only one that knows this offense, son. Coming into the game, replacing the injured Paul Crew is number one.
Brucey!
Crew's playing like shit, that's his problem. I'm gonna bring us back. Right, 32, flex, dive, motion, on one, ready!
It's Brucey's time to shine, baby. I can't believe I forgot about Brucey.
You wanna know who my backup was?
Who?
Vontae Mack.
Vontae Mack? Yep. That's who my backup was, too.
Okay.
Bo Callahan was also one of my backups. Which, obviously, I think you would have gathered that from my first two guesses being Bo Callahan, Vontae Mack.
Well, that takes two guesses off mine, because I'm going to go right through that same list.
Well, I figured you were going to go Bo Callahan, Vontae Mack.
I originally had Paul Crew on there, and I was like, that's too easy.
I did Paul Crew to you a couple weeks ago.
Yeah, I was like, who can I go through? And I went, I looked up the cast, and I saw Brucey. I'm like, I have to do Brucey.
I know. I need to get one thing.
You're good. That was fantastic. Brucey's time to shout. JP Sears. I miss that store. Sears? They had a lot. So, guys, if you like what you're listening to, leave us a comment. You know, Twitter, Instagram. Follow us on YouTube. Real Mistakes. I don't remember what the fucking tag is, and I created it.
I think... Oh, YouTube. I don't know about YouTube.
I'm
ready whenever you are.
I think it's just Real Mistakes on Lake Podcast. Yes, it is. So go ahead and give us a follow. I know when Donovan's gone, or like if there's a point where like, I don't know, say you got COVID or something, we'll do a stream podcast. So that will be uploaded to YouTube. We're going to do some more content on YouTube as well. We'll find some stuff. I think we're going to now, we'll talk about this after podcast. I think what we're going to start doing is recording ours so we can post them too.
Yeah.
But we'll talk more like details after. And then we'll try to get more content out on Twitter and stuff. We've been kind of lackadaisical on that. So, like I said, you know, just give us a follow. Check out Kevin at Kevin and Seven. Check out VTL Pod. Great guys. Laughing on the Sidelines. I got to give them a shout out. Yeah. So, lay it on me. I'm kind of worried.
Glad we just did the ending here.
Yeah.
Before we're done. All right. Give you 45 seconds.
Yeah.
Guess your question and guess your players.
Hold on, I need to get my laughs
on, out. On your here. Guess, huh?
Because this could be so many. Why do those cars have eyes? Anyway.
I don't know.
Okay. Real or fictional?
Fictional.
Okay. Brucey.
Nope.
Crew.
Nope.
Bo Callahan and Vontae
Mack.
I don't need to guess those. Rudy.
Oh, that's a good one, but it's not fictional. Rudy's a real story.
Fair enough. Air Bud football.
I should have done Air Bud. It's not Air Bud.
Fucking dudes from Remember the Titans. We Are Marshall. The plane from We Are Marshall.
You have to give me players, buddy.
Jack Reinhart. I don't fucking know. Oh my god, I'm like at a loss right now.
I'm gonna give you a little assistance in 5 seconds here. One of those movies you guessed, this guy's from one of them.
Shit. I guessed a lot of movies.
One of the last two movies you just guessed.
Okay, so it's We Are Marshall. Oh, is it the coach from We Are Marshall? Guess Jack Eisenberg? Something like that?
No. You know what I just realized? First off, your time's up. Second, I don't think this guy's really fictional. Because I think it was based off a true story.
It was We Are Marshall, wasn't it?
No.
No? Oh, okay.
No, it was my favorite all-time movie, Remember the Titans.
Oh, okay. I don't remember any of their names from Remember the Titans.
I remembered one guy's name. Sunshine.
Ah.
Ronnie Sunshine Bass.
That's a good one.
But he's a real player, but like, he was never notable.
Yeah, I gotcha. That was a good one, though. Neither of us got those.
I know.
Air Bud football.
Air Bud. I should have got Air Bud.
I'm always going to guess Air Bud when we do fictional. God. Fucking, all right. Okay, I love SportsCenter, but, like, I can only watch 1 hour of it.
Well, yeah, because it just repeats, and then it's the same thing over and over again.
Right. Which we're not even going to touch on that shit, because I don't even know what the fuck's going on.
Yeah.
So, all right, well, I think that that's all we got.
Yeah, I mean, just... One last thing, and I mean, you know, it's kind of a little insensitive to put it here at the end, but you know, I kind of wanted to get the laughs out first before we got on this serious note. I personally, and I mean, I know I'm sure, absolutely sure Jake does too. We both personally want to offer our thoughts and prayers and condolences to the families affected by the shooting in Texas. It is absolutely horrific. I mean, we're talking about schools, supermarkets, churches. It is just senseless gun violence at this point. Innocent people are dying and they do not need to. And it's just something that needs to stop. I mean, I'm not going to comment any further. The shooters deserve zero attention and they will get none. The heroes that stopped the shooting and those innocent lives lost do deserve the attention, and I will give them their attention. I don't have all of their names. There's a lot of names, but every single one of those people did not deserve what happened to them. And I offer my thoughts and prayers, and, you know, I wish I could say more or do more than just offer my thoughts and prayers. And I'm kind of getting tired of just being offering thoughts and prayers while nobody does anything. But that's as far as I'm going to go on here.
I have a point to make with that. Both my sisters are teachers.
My mother's a teacher.
Yep. Think about how, you know, that relates. I have
right
6 nieces and nephews.
In schools.
Okay. So it, to me, I shouldn't have to worry about their safety going to school. You know, we shouldn't have had to worry about our safety going to school.
Right.
We had all those ALICE trainings and everything.
We went from, I remember in elementary school, we did maybe 1 or 2 lockdown drills.
Yeah, just in case.
Because, well, because that was also, if you think about it, that was right around the time of Sandy Hook.
I think I was in.
For me, it was at least. Yeah, you were in elementary school. For me, it was. We're talking about 10 years ago.
Yeah. Whereas you know, for me, we did them like right after. But, right. Like, for me in elementary school, all we did was fire drills and tornado drills. We didn't have to worry about that. Move up to middle school, you got to worry about fucking throwing shit in front of a door. High school, same thing. You know,
we, at the high school, we got things in the sole intent of stopping, of use for a lockdown situation, stopping a threat from entering the classroom.
Yeah.
That should not be a thing.
No.
Right. I was talking to my mom earlier about it. There's no reason my mom should ever feel threatened in the school building.
Mm-hmm.
There's no reason she should ever feel like she has to protect. I mean, okay, yeah, you can protect your students, but there's no reason she should feel like she has to be a human shield for her children in the classroom. And there's no reason she should have to worry about getting these innocent children to safety.
Right. The thing that hurts me the most is that those kids packed their or got their lunch packed in the morning. They woke up. They went to school, rode on the bus, laughing, will not return home.
Right, and this is another thing that hurts. This was probably their last week of school, too. This was the best week of school in elementary school. You did no schoolwork, you played some games, you talked to your friends, and then at the end of the week, you went on a field trip, and you were out for the summer. These kids don't get the rest of that week. These kids don't get their summer. They don't get what they were going to grow up to be. These parents had their children senselessly taken away from them. It's just, I don't really have words for it anymore. It's senseless, and something needs to be done.
Yeah, and the fact that it was an elementary school. That's even worse. I mean, don't get me wrong, all of them are bad, but in elementary school, like a high school, okay, this might sound horrible, but like a high school, to me, would not be as bad as a middle or elementary school, just because I'm not making a great point here, but like,
I get where you're trying to go. I do.
They're 9, 10 years old. High school, you got 15 to 18 year olds.
Those elementary school kids are babies. Exactly. They are still babies.
It's basically like they went to the ICU of a hospital, in my opinion.
Right. You know, the old saying is pick on someone your own size. Don't go shooting somebody.
No.
The motive I saw was for this, the one in Uvalde, was bullying. He was bullied at high school. He dropped out days after his 18th birthday. Once in this country, you're able to buy an AR-15 at 18 years old. You can't drink alcohol.
You can fucking own an
AR-15. But you can own an AR-15. He bought one. 3 days later, bought another one. And then I think it was 3 days after that was at that school.
And it's just like, I could go on this for
exactly
hours. It's senseless. It's ridiculous. There's no need for it. No matter if it's a middle school, an elementary school, a high school, a college, it doesn't fucking matter.
School building, religious building, place of gathering, you know, supermarket. Social place, supermarket. There's no reason for any of it.
No.
There's none. And
not even a music festival, nothing.
Right, like that. Nothing. And you know what? I know that I'm not naive. I'm aware that no matter what happens, there's still going to be some effect of violence. I mean, that's just kind of the society we live in these days. But there are so many things we could be doing to limit these violence in places where it is absolutely senseless. And it's
absolutely
innocence killing.
Absolutely. I go to work every day wondering if someone's going to bring a gun in.
Right.
Every day I worry about my crew's safety. Every day in high school, I sat in the same classrooms every day. And every day I looked at all the exits to make sure I could get out.
That's what in that discussion I had with my mom earlier, I was telling her how every time I sat down in a classroom, I was like, okay, if there was a threat over here, you know,
I'm going there.
You know, right. If there's a threat over here, this is what I'm doing. If there's one like right outside the door, this is what I'm doing.
Right.
You know,
if you're looking at, you remember Austin's room.
Okay? Yes.
It was right there by that little
by that roof.
Okay. No matter where the threat was, I'm going on the roof and going down. You know, yeah. That was my thought. If the threat is at the gym, I'm still going on the roof. I will go exactly. On the roof.
The roof of the gym, right.
Anywhere, because I'm on the highest ground. You know, it does not matter. I'd be more safe up top than I would in that building. And
exactly.
It's awful. And
these are thoughts we should not have to have.
No, especially at anywhere from 4 to 10. You shouldn't have to worry about running for your life. You should worry about learning, enjoying your friendships. It's awful.
Right. You're
absolutely awful.
You're growing up. You have so many things to worry about. That should be the least of your problems.
Right.
But unfortunately, we're now in a day and age where that is one of the most threatening problems.
Yes. You look at, in that state, there were 19 this year. This year.
We are in May. There's been, as of that, on that day, that was the 144th day of 2022, there had been over 200, I'm not sure exactly who quantifies it, but whatever qualifies as a mass shooting, there has been over 200 of them in 144 days.
Awful.
It's one every day. It's one every single day. Every single day, someone wakes up and will not return home. Someone's family will never see their family member again because of senseless, stupid violence.
We shouldn't have to worry about going to the grocery store to go get groceries and not coming up. We shouldn't have to worry about going to the mall. We shouldn't have to worry about going to get fucking fast food and there's no reason. And now, I don't want to get into, like, politics or anything, but that state passed you don't need a concealed carry anymore.
You know what other state passed one?
Ohio.
Ours.
Okay. Me? Yes. I will be getting a CCW, okay, for that exact reason. Okay? That has been my motive since I could ever think about owning a pistol, was that will be why I have one.
Yeah.
Okay? In no way, shape, or form would I ever think about going somewhere and just shooting someone senselessly.
Right. And now, unfortunately, we're coming to the point where, you know, people of, you know, our mental state, you know, we're at the point where, like, well, I feel like I might need, like, when I get to the age of being able to own a firearm, or where I feel responsible enough to own a firearm, I feel like I need one now.
Yeah.
You know, in case somebody comes, and I know the solution is not to, you know, practice what you preach. You know, I'm talking about senseless gun violence. What about his family, the one who's going to shoot me? But at some point, I'm not going to let my life, my, you know, whoever is my friends or family in that situation, I'm not going to let our lives be compromised because somebody else is being senseless.
Exactly. I was 14 when I went to camp with my family, our little camp out in PA. That's where I learned to shoot, learned gun safety. Okay? Sure, I want a pistol to protect myself, my family, everything, you know, anything that involves my name, my blood, my girlfriend, anything. As much as I want to get one, I'm not going to buy one yet.
Right.
Yes, I could pass all that screening, okay? But I don't need it right now. But these events make me go, yes, I need this ASAP.
Right, and that's what I don't like is that that's what these events make me want to do because, you know, kind of unfortunately kind of get into a little bit here. I know no help is on the way.
No.
Nothing's going to change. So the only solution I see is to protect myself.
Yes.
And you know a lot of people are going to feel that same way. And all of a sudden, welcome back to the Wild West. Everybody's got holster on their hip.
Especially with how these laws just changed. They're going to have it. And that's the worst part is that having an unlicensed firearm being allowed to be carried openly in public is increasing chances of that more.
Right.
It's just, it's awful.
It's senseless, it's stupid, and change needs to happen.
Yes.
And I will firmly stand on the change needs to happen wagon until change happens.
Right.
I think change needed to happen after Sandy Hook, and here we are sitting here 10 years later, where I'm grown up, I'm a young adult now, I can...
Right, when Sandy Hook happened, I was still young enough to go, what?
Right, like, I was like, wow, like, that's, you know, that's incredibly sad, that's crazy, right. Like, that doesn't just happen.
But it didn't,
you know?
Like, register.
I don't think it really clicked with me how, like, seriously fucked up that is.
And us growing up in this little town,
right,
of ours, we had one before Columbine.
Right, we did have one. We had one, what was it, 5 years before Columbine?
Something like that. Like, it was, like, the first one. And it didn't make national news because we were such a small town. And it wasn't,
like, a thing.
Yeah. It was like, oh, shit. And then Columbine happened. And since then, it's been nonstop. I think there's been one every year. I think there definitely has been one every year. And then we had... I don't know if you remember that. We were sitting in school 20 miles down the road. Boom. One happened.
Yeah.
I remember I was sitting in school. We had the announcement come over the radio, over the PA system. And then we got sent home. At least, I think that was 2012. I was in middle school. Yeah, we got sent home early. I get home. It's all over the news.
Yeah.
It's awful. And there's just no reason. No reason for it.
None at all.
And, like, it sucks that we have to go, that we went into this.
I mean, it's really
it's sad.
Right. It's not a great way to really end this episode, but
no.
I mean, I was definitely not going to just not address it.
Right. I understand. And thoughts and prayers go out to the Buffalo victims from, what, 2 weeks ago, a week ago, one of those two, I don't even know how to pronounce that town in Texas.
I'm not sure. I said Uvalde.
Uvalde, okay.
Might be Uvalde.
Okay, we'll just go with that. It was Ross Elementary School. We'll go with
Ross.
That in Texas. I can't even think of any other ones that happened this year just because it's so natural now that...
It's right. It's unbelievable that we're getting to the point where we're counting them.
Yes. It's awful.
They're no longer isolated incidents.
No. So... Just awful, awful news, and sucks we have to end the podcast this way, but it was Rob, not Ross, sorry. Yeah, so that's all we got, folks. You know, if if you want to help in any way, look at, go to the, I'm sure there's things set up. You can go check out that city down there, see what they got going on, help out, find a way to help out and prevent these. You know, if that means you got to go buy a pistol and carry it on you, do it, as long as you are, you know, responsible enough. If you are a responsible person who can handle having a gun, do it. That's what I say.
I'm going to leave you with two things here. So last, I guess I didn't mention this in the weekly recap. Last Thursday, I went to Tim McGraw concert. He left us with two things. The last song he sang was Humble and Kind. So, of course, the tagline. Beautiful song. Absolutely beautiful song. Tagline for the song is always stay humble and kind. And then I'll share with you the last thing he said to us. He looked at the crowd and he said, take care of each other, y'all. I love you. Everybody should be taking care of each other.
Yep. I would leave you with the quote of Timothy Alexander, but it does not fit in this point in time. So, yeah.
Always stay humble and kind. Absolutely. Take care of each other.
Absolutely.
I love all of you.
Me as well.
I don't have a place for hate in my heart. I don't care what has happened to me or who's did anything to me. I don't have a place for hate in my heart. I'm all about love. Everybody take care of each other.
With that, have a good night, y'all.